If you've been a teacher for 5 minutes, you've most likely experienced class disruption. We all have. It's expected. It's also exhausting and frustrating. But what if it weren't? What if you could turn the tables on the class disruptors and disrupt them by disrupting your classroom yourself? Why would I do that, you ask? Well, we're going to talk about those things in today's Class Disruptors podcast. Hi, welcome to this episode of Class Disruptors Podcast. My name is Steven, and just wanted to let you know, we just got back from the ACTE Vision Conference in Anaheim, California, where we were actually able to do a We Are Class Disruptors workshop that was attended by a lot of teachers from around the country and administrators, and it was really a great event. But also in the magazine, there's a magazine called the Techniques Magazine, which ACTE provides. It's nationally distributed to CTE teachers and directors and ACTE members. They actually featured an article with us or for us about our book, Class Disruptors. And the article, now it was written previously to the second edition of the book, which is available now. The second edition is on Amazon and Kindle. Just look for We Are Class Disruptors, and that's available. But we wrote an article based on the first edition, and so we thought as a tribute to the ACTE Vision Conference, we would just kind of read over that article and kind of go through some things that were mentioned there, because we feel like this will really give you a basis for the book as we move forward and we go in more depth in later podcasts. So with that being said, we're going to jump right in. Halt! Who goes there? Are you friend or foe? Hero or villain? Are you here for disruption or order? In today's story, the correct answer to these questions may not be what you think. More often, media and popular culture are flipping the script. Villains can have a heart, disruptors may have good intentions, while heroes can be misguided and authority figures may struggle with power issues. Phrases such as, "Don't rock the boat," "Don't muddy the waters," "Don't disrupt the norm." Well, these phrases and thought processes were once ubiquitous. Disruption was viewed as a bad thing or with a negative connotation. A lack of disruption was once equivalent to structure, order, and progress. Disruptors were always the villains of the story. Today, however, disruption has taken on an entirely different value than what it had before. Rather than being viewed as an inhibitor of progress, disruption is now, in some realms, an avenue for progress. Industry has discovered the value of disrupting what is good to get to what is better, or even what is best. You know, Netflix disrupted the video store industry. Amazon has disrupted the brick and mortar retail industry. The mobile phone has disrupted the computer, television, music, camera, calculator, and GPS industries. As technology moves forward, well, so too must those related industries that rely on that technology in order to thrive and survive. Those that don't will struggle to find continued success, and education is not immune. So, whether in the classroom or in the world of business, the ability and willingness to adapt to change can be a primary contributor to success. Of course, being labeled a disruptor can still carry a negative connotation or a connotation of villainy, but only to those who resist change. So what does disruption have to do with the classroom? In an article published by the Scientific World Journal, Student Classroom Misbehavior, an Exploratory Study Based on Teachers' Perceptions, these researchers revealed several activities that teachers consider disruptive. Now, those activities range from talking out of turn to outbursts of aggression to students getting out of their chair and challenging the teacher's authority. But interestingly enough, the one factor that seemed to contribute to disruptive activity the most was boredom. Now, barring a few exceptions, students rarely aim to disrupt a lesson. They're often aiming to disrupt their own boredom. But what causes boredom or a lack of engagement in the classroom? Is it the student's responsibility to engage with the lesson, or is it the teacher's responsibility to provide an opportunity for student engagement? Well, I would propose that it's both, but with a heavier responsibility on the latter. Students disrupt where there is opportunity to disrupt. Student engagement, however, supersedes disruption. Therefore, based on this premises, teachers should employ what we call positive disruption. Now, the idea is simple. Beat the students to the punch. Disrupt your own class before students have the opportunity. How? By disrupting the usual routine of classroom management and behavior through planned, purposeful student engagement activities. In this way, teachers become the disruptors. Now, disrupting a class for the sake of disrupting it is not necessarily productive, and it's not what we're recommending. Nor are we saying that employing a few engagement activities will somehow transform your students into starry-eyed pupils who soak up every detail of the lesson. What we are suggesting is that planned, purposeful engagement activities will help to disrupt an expected routine and create a platform for focused learning. Now, the key word here is purposeful. What's the intended purpose for the lesson being taught? Do the students know what the purpose is? Do they know why they're learning what they're learning? Do they even care? Have they been given the opportunity to care or told why they should care? You see, caring is an emotional response. And activities that purposefully engage students on an emotional level are far more productive than repetitive assignments or non-purposed activities. Links between emotions and memory have been studied since the time of Sigmund Freud. And when planning lessons with engagement activities, all teachers should consider how emotionally charged situations can lead us to create longer-lasting memories of an event. When we're led to experience feelings of delight, anger, or other states of mind, vivid recollections are often more possible than during everyday situations in which we feel no or little emotional attachment at all. Presenting a scenario that provokes an emotional response, whether that be excitement, joy, anger, or even sadness, will increase the chances of the students retaining that information. If the intended purpose is to have students capture information and store it for later recall, that information should be introduced and discussed in such a way that elicits an emotional response. You know, certain industry segments, such as hospitality, restaurants, and retail, they demonstrate a clear understanding of this concept. They want their brands to be remembered. So what do? They create an emotional response around their products and their services. You step into any hotel, eating establishment, or store, and it becomes quickly apparent that a major concentration of effort's been placed on the experience as well as the product. From the music they play, to the colors on the walls, the temperature in the room, even to the customer service that they provide, businesses are all about the experience. Brands want customers to feel a certain way about them so that when the time comes, customers remember them and they come back for more. Believe it or not, teachers also have a brand. Students have branded them based on their subjects and based on the experiences they've had in their classrooms. A good teacher can make a student like or even love a boring subject by the way they present their brand. Now, there's many ways that teachers can begin to disrupt their classrooms. The possibilities are endless, but in this particular article, we're going to discuss four areas that we feel are prime for teacher-led disruption. And there's an additional one that we've listed in the book. Those four areas that we're going to discuss today, however, are the class environment, the delivery, the lesson content, and even the deliverer. Let's jump into the environment. Disrupting the class environment might involve changing anything from the location of your class to the furniture in your classroom. This could even include the mood, the lighting, and perhaps music that you play. Disrupting your class environment can go a long way towards creating an atmosphere of excitement and adventure. Again, we're evoking those emotions. We dive into this even more in the book. Now let's talk about delivery. Disruption to the delivery of your lesson entails altering your usual form of content delivery. If you're a lecturer, consider using videos or projects or research-based lessons. There's numerous ways to relay information, and if you're exploring other methods, it's good to see which ones probably work best for your learners. Let's talk about content. Now, you may not always have a choice about the content that you have to deliver, but we encourage you to consider disrupting the pace and the flow of that content. Consider using brain breaks, dance breaks, stretch breaks, or even pulse checks to disrupt the flow of the content of your lessons. Doing so will help keep your students engaged and keep them from zoning out. Let's talk about the deliverer. A bold teacher might consider disrupting the deliverer. Now you may be thinking, but I'm the deliverer. Exactly. Sometimes your students need to hear from someone other than you. Everyone has a unique style and a unique viewpoint of the information at hand. Sometimes it's good to step back and let someone else take the reins. You may find that your students hear and receive the information in a completely different way than if it were coming from you. Now, we dive into all of these aspects and even more in the book. We encourage you to check that out. Some final thoughts. Class disruption is more than student engagement activities. It's more than throwing the teacher's guide out the window. Class disruption is a mindset of purpose and creativity. A class disruptor is someone who understands the value of disruption and breaking out of the norm. A class disruptor understands that they have a brand to create, a brand to promote, and a brand to protect. A class disruptor uses disruption to their advantage and disrupts the would-be student disruptors through purposeful engagement. A class disruptor is indeed the hero of their story. So I challenge you today. No, let me take that back. I dare you to become a class disruptor and make your class more amazing than ever. Start thinking now of different ways that you can disrupt some of those same old routines and class assignments, and I guarantee you'll be on your way to having an engaged classroom. And until then, let's go disrupt something. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoy us on our next podcast, and have a good day.